Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul.
And Jeannie.
We're so glad you're here with us today. And Jeannie, we're not by ourselves today, are we?
No, we're not.
And I'm not talking about all the pets around here either.
Yeah, they were pretty loud last time.
Who else is here?
Well, Abigail.
Oh, say
it's
hi,
me,
Abby.
Abby. Hello.
And who else is here?
And I'm here, Abby's husband, Aline.
All right. Two extremely close and loved, beloved friends of ours, as well as workers at the church. And so we're tickled to have you with us. And Jeannie, we were talking about sharing our salvation, our testimony a little bit. And I had a chance to do that. And then so did you. And that was such a blessing that what were we talking about? Where did that take us?
Well, we were trying to pinpoint when we gave our life over to the Lord and what the difference was before, and thinking, you know, how come I, growing up in the church like I had and like you had, how come I all of a sudden saw a need to surrender my life over to Him?
Uh-huh.
And so I think folks that are listening, some may be going to church and believe in God, but they don't understand that it's a personal relationship. And when you are, quote, born again, when the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of you, then it changes everything.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the most wonderful surprise to realize your need for Christ. Mm-hmm. A little scary, mm-hmm. I would say. But anyway, so we asked this beautiful married couple to come over here and sit down with us at the dining room table. And for them, if they wanted to, Abby, what do you think? Would you like to share a little bit about coming to Christ?
Sure. Okay. So I've been thinking about this, praying, like, get the shortest version I can.
Okay.
With hopefully the most impact.
We could make this two or three sessions if you'd
like.
Oh,
okay. So we started coming to Calvary Chapel. First of all, we've been at our church for 23 years.
Wow.
And everybody, when I tell them that, they're always shocked. Wow, that's a long time. And I always like kind of look at them like, what? But, you know. Anyway, so we started coming to the church when we were 17. I was 17. And then, you know, we were just hearing the word. We had a lot of people around us praying for us because we had our neighbor was inviting us to church all the time. And then we would go on and off, and we started attending when I was 18, so 99, mm-hmm. and 98. And I was pregnant with Natalie,
uh-huh.
and I remember I would go sit in every service that you did, Paul, and uh-huh. I would cry all the time.
Oh, goodness.
And
sakes.
I know it was the Lord, like, speaking to me.
Okay, it wasn't because the preaching wasn't good.
No, the preaching was good. It was totally the Lord. When I look back, I'm like, right. Wow, Lord, you're like, you were speaking to me, you're ministering. Your word was ministering to me at that time.
Yes.
And so then when, let's see, so I'm pregnant and, you know, I did feel like kind of, maybe you could say like, oh, this is like, I'm at church and I'm 18, I'm a kid, I'm not married, what am I doing here? And all the ladies would come to me and, before we would leave church, oh, can we pray for you? Can I pray for you? Can I pray for you? Can I pray for you? I remember thinking, these ladies are so weird, you know? And I gave my life to the Lord when I was 18, 19 years old.
Uh-huh.
After listening to God's word, soaking it up. And
didn't you tell me that you heard Pastor Chuck Smith on the radio when you were younger?
Yes, so I gave my life to the Lord when I was 19, and I remember thinking, wow, this is God's love. And as I started to grow more in the word and in the just kind of understanding the Lord and His love more, I remember thinking, oh, all those women who were praying for me, they're actually showing me God's love.
Wow.
So they never condemned me. They never judged me. They never, you guys never judged me. I'm just so thankful for that. And
I'll give it time.
No, it's been 23 years.
We did pretty good.
And so I just remember when I realized and understood, oh my goodness, this man, this perfect man, died on the cross for my sins,
yeah.
rose again, and now he sits at the right hand of the Father, and I get to be in heaven with him someday,
wow.
and my sins are forgiven. I know everybody knows all the stuff Aileen's ever done, you know, but I made a lot of terrible decisions when I was younger, you know, and just to know I could be forgiven by this, like, by God Almighty, you know, who would ever know that? So then, fast forward all these years later, I'm reading something. I was reading a quote from Pastor Chuck, and when I read it, I actually heard it in his voice, and he had passed by then, so it was been, you know, relatively recent, and he had already passed, and I heard his voice, and the Lord had reminded me that when I was a teenager, I was like 15, 16 years old, and on my radio station in my room, I was trying to find like KLOS or something, you know, a rock station, and it would never come in, so I was forced to listen to K-Wave, and I remember listening to this man. And he was talking about, like, he was talking about the Word of God. It was something, what you said in your, Paul, in your testimony the other day. Uh-huh. Like, it was just, this person is speaking what they, like, they believe what they're saying, you know? Yeah. And so I would, all these years later, I realized, oh my gosh, Lord, you even had your hand on me back then, even when I didn't even know you. Talk about God's faithfulness, right? Yes. And now I know that it was, one, it was Pastor Chuck. Well, it was the Lord. And it was Pastor Chuck ministering to me. I didn't even know. I was 16. And I remember thinking, wow, I want what this man has. Like, what is he talking about? And then some nights, alone by myself, I would actually search for the radio station. But I didn't know the radio station. And sometimes it wouldn't come on. Or I wouldn't hear his voice because maybe it was like somebody else, right, teaching. Yeah. But I would search for this man's voice. So that's kind of my testimony. And it's just really sweet what the Lord has done. And I am so grateful for his love and his kindness and the faith and his faithfulness and the love and kindness, God's love and God's kindness and faithfulness at our church. So thank you guys.
Thank the Lord. It's such an encouragement to hear somebody talk about their faith that's alive. You know, it bless, and it never gets old. You know, you can hear the gospel over and over and over again, you know.
Yeah.
And these are the shoes that you wear, you know, from Ephesians chapter 6 is the gospel of peace. Mm-hmm. You not only walk in those shoes, but with those shoes, you walk and deliver the gospel to other people. So I'll bet you now are somebody who prays for others.
Yes, I am so thankful anytime the Lord lets me pray for somebody, encourage somebody else, or however he wants to use me in any way he wants. Even at home with my children.
Yes.
With my one child, because she's still there. But
one's left at home, yeah.
Lord saver.
The other one flew the coop.
Let her hear your voice. And it's exciting to be able to do something for the Lord. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be sure.
And you'd like to see others have the same thing that you've found.
Yeah.
Doesn't your heart break when you see people struggling with so many hard issues in life and they're alone?
Yes.
They don't know that they can go to this God who loves them and has a plan.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never, you know, I've been spending some time with Jeannie walking. Well, not lately. Sorry, Jeannie. But, you know, Jeannie always shares how she, you know, wants to rescue people or dogs or this or that, right? And so I've been taking a drive down Beach Boulevard. And so I was just sharing with somebody the other day. I'm like, I see all these ladies on Beach Boulevard. And I'm like, Lord, save them. Let them know it's you. I can't stop and, like, you know, take them with me. And I just want to tell them, like, Jesus loves you and he's never going to hurt you. And he's, you know.
Yeah.
Trust him.
Trust him.
Well, boy, we ran out of time real quick. We want to hear from your husband.
Sorry. That's
perfect. Dude, I thought I was going to be long-winded in my testimony, but that's okay.
Well, let's pray, and then we'll thank the Lord so much for... Father, thank you so much for bringing Aileen and Abby over the house. And Lord, we love them. You love them all the more. And Father, you have worked out your beautiful plan and are working out your beautiful plan in their lives. And I thank you, Father, that I can see your hand in their lives. And bless Abby, Father. She has a heart that you have given her. It's a heart not only for you, but a heart from you through her to other people. And so, Father, I ask for those listening that their hearts would be turned towards you, I ask this in Jesus' precious name, and everyone says,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you soon.